At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. You need to resolve that. And by resolving it, the best way to resolve it, in my opinion, is to do shit now. And it doesn't matter what it is. Rake the yard. Build a fire. Clean the pool. Take a dump. Get a job. Move. Make yourself better. And then you're focused on being awesome and riding around in the back of a Mercedes. Did you hear that? That was my stammer. M word. And showing off your titties. And then you're good to go. That's what you need to do. All right. How the hell did we get to that? Stevie says, I don't buy that easy. You wouldn't even hit Madison when she was screaming in the car, only because I couldn't reach her. No, I wouldn't actually hit a child because they're upset. The moments when I would hit a child is when they would, the number one reason is disrespect your mother. Okay? That was the number one. The rest, it was case by case. It depends on how badly you pissed me off. Megan says, quote, only because I couldn't reach her. Ha, ha, ha. Stevie says, LOL. That joke, I guess, landed. Amanda says, what? Oh, my God. If I had a drink in my mouth, it would be all over my dashboard right now. No, I don't believe in trauma. Megan says, there is nothing that makes Brian mad like when the kids are disrespectful to me. It's like he turns his eyes go red and his brain blows up. Yeah, that's a keeper. Okay. If you ever want to see your husband lose his shit, like if you're ever like, let's say you decide that you and Brian decide to go to the Allegan County Fair and one of the losers that go to that thing disrespects you, Brian's going to go, he's going to go to fucking jail. That's what's going to happen. That's a good dude there. You want the guy who's going to lose his mind and just attack with reckless abandon. When your guy who loses his shit when the wife catches some type of flack, even if he doesn't know how to fight, you know, you want that guy to just go and just start ripping at eyes and losing his mind. You gotta stand up. Because the alternative is he's a bitch. And then you look at him like, oh, my God, you didn't even stand up for me, you motherfucker. What are you doing? So that's guy code. If anybody crosses your wife, you fuck them up. Okay? It's like that for your wife and your mom and your dad. If anybody does something to your mom or your dad, if it's they go after your kids, no, you don't do that because deep down inside, you probably agree with them for what they're doing to your kids. So then you encourage them to fight. Okay. So if somebody does something to you, yeah, well, what did you do about it? Nothing. Well, you're a bitch. You got to go and kick him in the balls. That's what you got to do. All right. That's a deep dive. Don't know how we got there. I think this all started with Sydney Sweeney's soap. I think. I have an update on the story that we started going down this road earlier this week about the guy in Jackson, Michigan. He owns an ice cream parlor. He bought it off of somebody. And the other back half of it, it's not finished. It's like a garage space. The former owner was taking her sweet time getting her shit out of there. Part of what she had in there was a freezer. And he finally was like, come on, come get your stuff. And then his curiosity got the best of him, and he opened it up, and it was full of dead dogs. That was story number one. And then story number two said, no, it was more specific. It was five adult dogs and six dead puppies, and animal ears were in there. This is the latest update. So I've already ripped off the scab on this story. This is all horrible news for our animal lover audience members, including myself. But what's going on? Why in the world would anybody have something like this? And the information has been trickling in way too slowly, in my opinion. Like, if I'm the local task force or the cops, I'm actively pursuing this case. This is the latest.
Disturbing animal control investigation in Jackson County. They believe they found several dead dogs in a restaurant freezer. I want to warn you, some of the details here are graphic. The owner of the parlor on Jackson posted a video on social media saying his new employees alerted him. He says they were kept in a freezer in the back garage of the business. Jackson County Animal Control says several of the animals were skinned and had been missing their heads and feet.
What?
He also says they found some type of ground meat with a name written on them.
Okay.
Now, Janet Parker, who used to own the parlor, issued a statement saying...
So, skinned dogs, heads and animal paws, and ground meat. Okay, I think now we're getting somewhere.
In part, quote, we are 100% cooperating with local animal control on this, and the dogs found did not belong to anyone at Dog Works. End quote.
What is Dog Works?
Quote, Dog Works is the name of the dog grooming business Parker also owns.
Okay. All right. So that's the woman I was telling you about, Janet Parker. So, but that's your stuff, yet you claim you don't know anything? How did your freezer wind up with skinned dogs and what is thinking to be ground dog? Wow. This is a weird one. I need more info. You might see over here at hand level for me, that's O'Neill. And we might have an issue because he just walked up to me and gave me a whimper. And if that is the case, that might mean it's time to go potty. FYI. Stevie says, Jesus fucking Christ, I hate this story. Megan says, Darla isn't impressed, that's for sure. Rebecca says, oh, so she is the serial killer. Yeah, Stevie, we're going to follow up on this story. Okay, so it's coming back. But you got to wrap your mind around the fact that this lady was grinding dogs to make dog burgers. Rebecca says, go let O'Neill out. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to keep an eye on him. He might lay down again. Amanda says, fuck you. Now, I don't know where that comes from. I'm not the one who did it. I'm just breaking the news that this lady is wanted to make dog burgers. You know, we probably, all of us at some time or one time or another, have probably eaten lots of dog. And there are portions of the world where people right now are excited about lunch to eat some dog. The world is a pretty big place. Amanda says, you don't got to say it like that. what do you mean? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. This is my job. I know how to tell a story. And there's no sense pussyfooting around this nonsense of a freezer full of dogs and a container containing ground dog. If you've eaten at the local Asian restaurant, you've probably had plenty of dog. All right, that's the latest on that. Man, that is wild. Okay, yeah, sound like free beer. God, I got it. Now I'm getting in the habit of saying, that's wild. You don't want to do that. I am going to let the dogs out. Stay with me. I'm going to take a break and come back with more on this edition of the show. I don't like them waiting, you know? All right. Everybody went potty. We're good. Two of four went poo-poo. The question was asked on the Freebeer and Hot Wing Show Facebook page, segment 18. Where's Freebeer this morning? During a layover, he got notified of a family thing and flew back home. So I immediately sent this off to Coleman. And I'm like, hey, you got any intel? What's going on? He said, no idea. Too bad he didn't die. I had a news article pop up yesterday of an early morning crash on 131. No luck. So there is a chance that it could be a positive AIDS test then. Fingers crossed on positive AIDS test. I found out the hard way what happens when you don't pay your bill for trash service. They take your garbage cans. Have you ever had this happen? So they were like on automatic payment there. I don't even know how the fuck much it costs, but every month they get paid. Well, as luck would have it, the card expired, and they needed like the new date, and they didn't have it. So they called for months, and they kept calling the landline. Now we have a landline here, but there's no phone hooked up to it. We don't do that shit. I don't even know why I have the goddamn thing. So it was in their records to call that. So I called Lady up. First of all, I walk outside. And I had put out not only my trash, recycle, yard waste, and garbage, but I also put out about five bags of those brown bags you put yard waste in. And I look outside, and those bags are still there, but the cans are not. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Maybe someone dragged them up to the front of the house for me. I don't know. Nothing. They're gone. Branjo says paying for an unused landline, more economic tips from EC. You know what else I pay for that I probably shouldn't? I pay for satellite internet at Fear Bunker North. I think I need to cancel that. It's like $90 a month. And I'm up there like 10 times a year. I need to do that. Cancel internet. Anyway. Tyler says, can you imagine if they also took the trash bags out of the can and dumped the contents all over the yard? So I was confused, but no, there's no, I can't find them. Look, I go, what the fuck? So I call the place, and then at this point, I'm in my head, I bet you we didn't pay our bill. This nice lady picks up the phone, and I charmed the hell out of this lady. You know, that's my method every time I speak with anybody on the phone. You really just are sweet to them, because most people are assholes on the phone, and you're going to get what you want. And boy, did I. I could hear the ovaries popping through the phone on this old lady, if she still had ovaries. And she probably didn't, but she picks it up, and she got the kind of voice, you could tell she was a smoker. Arrow waste. I go, hey, hi, how are you? I think I did something wrong. I lost my garbage cans, and I think it's my fault. She started to laugh. I go, I got her. She's laughing. And I go, yeah, I don't know what happened. So I explained to her, and she goes, all right, give me your address. I give her the address. She goes, we got two phone numbers here. And she reads one, and it's a landline. I go, oh, is that your primary? She goes, yeah. I go, oh, yeah, we don't pick them. She goes, yeah, we left three messages from March to now about an outdated card. So you haven't been paying. I go, oh, well, let's pay it. So I update the card, pay the bill. I go, so I get my trash cans back. She goes, yeah. Normally it's $20 to bring them back to you after this, but I'm going to pay that for you. And I'm like, oh, my God. Are you serious? How wonderful is that? Oh, I love you, Betty or Dolores. Branjo says, I used to work in customer service. I do the charm thing, too. One person told me they had $1,000 worth of unused rewards with my credit card that I knew nothing about. Always be nice to customer service people. Yeah. They can make or break you. Tyler says, anytime EZ calls a customer service line and hears a female voice, he smirks and thinks, get ready to be moist, ma'am. Alan adds, Eric Zaytunian's turn to do the talking. About the only people that I stopped behaving like that with were the people at the dealership for the fraud bus. I got tired of being nice all the time. And I generally have been nice throughout the whole process of getting fucked in the butt. But whatever. Which, by the way, it's close to being done, being repaired. And I have to, these are the last steps. Drive to Wayland, pick up the piece of shit, keep fingers crossed that between the dealership to my house, nothing goes wrong, the 30 miles, 40 miles, park it, empty everything out of it. Tophis says you need to set it on fire and then call Dylan over at DC Storage and say, here you go. And then it's his. Pull the plate off. I will never see it again. This chapter, the only reminder that I have on it is a big reminder, the $1,250 I have to pay each month. Tophis, late to the party, says, you need to set it on fire. That thing rolled off the line defective. Both true statements. He hasn't been here, though. He says, plans are in motion to unload it. Yes, I have a consignment seller who is selling it like a home for me. Listing it, pictures, something shit a realtor would do with a home. My guy is doing with it. You pay him 7 or 8%. It leaves. It's gone. And then boom. Bob says, have it towed to the house. Take no chances. Seriously, I should do a show from General RV back to the house. A broadcast. And if anything goes wrong, I will tell you in real time. Let's plan on that. Another rolling Eric Zane show from the fraud bus. Tyler said, now you can tell the consignment dude. The dealership said everything is in tip-top shape. Let's sell this thing. I'll be totally honest with the guy. When he said, is there anything wrong with it? I said to him, I go, well, right now it's getting a repair on the generator and on the blind spot detection computer. And then it's good. It's golden. Okay. Yeah, well, we had some good times. But I'll be happy when I get our little cabin built up north. Tyler says, I've brought this thing in for weekly maintenance. It's basically brand new. My God. Baseball players are sick and tired of being attacked. The theory is that when people bet on a sports team and then something, let's say a pitcher blows a game or something like that and people lose money on the baseball game, people are then reaching out to the pitchers and saying horrible things to them. The latest is this guy named Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros. So Lance got death threats because he fucked it up or something like that. And somebody said, I'm going to kill you and your family. McCullers tells his wife. The wife then is talking to a friend on the phone about it. The five-year-old daughter hears it of the baseball player. And McCullers says, she asked me when I came home, Daddy, like, what is threats? Who wants to hurt us? Who wants to hurt me?
Oh, boy.
So those conversations are tough to deal with. He then went ahead and hired 24-hour security at, well, that basically just keeps him and his family safe. McCullers is one of two baseball pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. Liam Hendricks of the Boston Red Sox had the same thing happen to him. Police are looking into it. It's an open investigation. Well, what does that mean? I mean, you can't really. That's difficult to track down, I'm sure. I think that if people didn't have to be anonymous online, that would eliminate most of this. Like, I have anonymous people all the time say terrible things. Hell, that blind fucking mutant, Wombat Pat, who hides his identity. I don't know who he is. I don't know his real name. All I know is that he's very ghoulish looking, blind as fuck. He's a giant with a lot of facial hair and he's bald. He's the guy who wished that I got throat cancer. That's the same guy who said, I hope you wind up with dementia like your dad. Like, that's like some serious heat. I mean, I laugh it off, but there are some people that don't like that and get really, really bent out of shape about it. Now, the only people that say those things are people who their identity is hidden. Because if people that are associated, let's say an employer, were to find out that you said those things online to people, you'd be fired. You know, you can't do that. Chris says, worst I ever called a pitcher was a belly itcher. We need a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Nick says, I was going to offer up the Bobcat services for land clearing, but that plan went to fucking shit. Tyler says, what Wombat Pat lacks in vision, he makes up for with his proclivity for devastating insults. Oh, yeah, he goes for the jugular every time, that fucker. Tophis says, oh, boo-hoo. They're public figures who make millions playing baseball. Take the good with the bad. Yeah, I think so. I think that that's kind of what they have to do. Jeremy says, Wombat Pat is lucky he's blind. He doesn't have an employer because nobody wants to look at his googly eyes. Yeah, I understand that. Take the good with the bad. And I think that he is. That's why he's got the 24-hour security. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich, who I think, yeah, he's been a while, around a while. He's a former National League MVP. He said receiving online abuse is a nightly thing for most players. I think over the last few years, it's definitely increased. It's to the point that you're just, all right, here we go. It doesn't even really register on your radar anymore. I don't know if that's good or bad. You're just so used to that on a day-to-day, night-to-night basis. It's not just me. It's everybody in here based on performance. Yeah, I think that that's exactly what it is. And I would shrug it off. I mean, I do. I don't get it quite on the level of that, but I get a lot of people saying terrible things about me all the fucking time. Whatever.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I've not had anybody say I'm going to kill you. But that can be a little weird, a little disconcerting, especially now if you're the baseball player in this scenario, Lance McCullers, he probably was willing to shrug it off. But you got the wife who's involved, so she might, you know, you want to keep her happy. And then when you get the kid who's aware of it, it's like, oh, God, we got to do something to make the kid not feel so bad. I think you're better off if you're an athlete and you have this happen. Don't tell your wife. Just keep it to yourself. Nobody's going to really do anything. I mean, I really don't find it... I find it hard to believe that anybody would actually carry out one of these actions. And then there's guys like Riley Green for the Detroit Tigers. Online abuse has gotten so bad that they've abandoned social media. Yeah, just get off of it. Don't look at it. You've got, if you have as much money as these guys make, why are you even wasting any of your time looking at social media? You could be going on a trip, trying to become better at whatever sport you're in. Don't waste your time in that. Now, for the rest of us, we love it. We love picking fights. We love trolling. Or we love engaging with people. I know I do. I love social media. I enjoy getting attacked, and I enjoy attacking. But if you're a thin-skinned baseball player, just get away from it. Green said, I deleted it. I'm off of Instagram. It sucks, but it's the world we live in and we can't do anything about it. People would DM me and say nasty things, tell me how bad of a player I am and say nasty stuff that we don't want to hear. All right. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. I would just ignore it. Do like Riley Green. Get off social media and don't pay attention to what people say about you. Let's see. Tofa says it's really not fair that the cross-eyed weirdos look at you. Don't they know how awkward they make everyone feel? You're speaking of the blind. Yes. I cannot stand blind people who show you their eyes. Tofa says, looking at their eyes that look like they're at war with each other is very uncomfortable. It's a great way to describe it. Jeremy adds, whenever I meet a cross-eyed weirdo, I get self-conscious because I never know which eye to look at. What if I pick the wrong one? Yeah, what you do is you drop your gaze to the nose. So if you've got combative eyes, instead of looking away completely, which is going to fuck them up, they can't tell that, like right now I'm looking at the nose on my own image on the screen. Right now I'm looking at my eyes. You can't tell a difference. It's that subtle. Branjo says, easy, once upon a time, you said Jeff Healey of the Jeff Healey Band died of blind. Not blindness, just blind. That does sound like something I'd say. He died of blind. Yeah, I interacted just the other day with googly eyes. And I did that. I just dropped the gaze right to the bridge of the nose or moved the gaze over to the bridge of the nose. Good to go. You're fine. That's all you got to do. All right. One more story that I need to get to. Someone famous is in trouble that I don't think I've even talked about this yet. But before we get to that, and be thinking about an asshole of the day candidate, please. When it comes to tree removal in West Michigan, Kuiper Tree Care is who we call. And I want you to think about them, too, if you want a tree trimmed or pruned or a tree removed and the stump ground, or perhaps a storm rolls through and there's damage, or perhaps you're wondering about the health of the trees on your property, you need to call Kuiper Tree Care. They have three certified arborists who will help you. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Or you can call 616-828-8225. Kuiper Tree Care. The car repair experts for the Eric Zane Show podcast for many, many years. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. They specialize in all makes and models, and they are the experts on EVs and hybrids, I should say. Side note, I just heard a story that GM is now turning their attention back to V8 engine production. They, along with the other American automakers, are walking back EVs. The fad has worn its way through the public, and now nobody cares anymore again. So they are letting go of that. And this is remarkable because we talked about it, how not practical it is for EVs. Excuse me. I normally mute my mic when I cough, but I'm lazy right now. Hybrid technology. No, I love hybrid technology. EVs, not so much. But anyway, 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Regardless of what they're making, Irvine's will be there with all of the cutting edge technology in their as part of their knowledge base so that they can fix anything. ERVines.com. That's ERVines.com. Stevie has a nomination for the person who owns the freezer with all the dog parts in it. Bob says the Mingers that will buy the Sydney Sweeney soap. Megan adds, they make it, you break it, we fix it. Bob says, long live the LS engine. You know what's interesting? I've got an LS engine in my truck. It is a 5.7 liter, 350 cubic inch engine. Chevy Silverado extended cab 4x4. And I baby this thing. It's 22 years old. And I'm very, very careful with it. But the other day, I had to get into the gas. And son of a bitch, did that engine roar. You would be surprised at how much fucking power that bitch motor has. Son of a bitch. I was like, and it like lurched. It got low in its stance and then just screamed through that light. I was like, son of a bitch. And the thing is like, thank you for letting us breathe for a little bit. Oh my God. I was like, I got to do this more often, you know? I think that, that isn't really that heavy of a vehicle, you know, when you've got that, truck bed and it's not like a fucking Suburban, but man, that son of a bitch roared. I loved it. All right. Let's see. I think I have two more sponsors I have to talk about. Dumpaholics. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. They brought a dumpster here a few weeks ago, and if you're in West Michigan and you need a dumpster, go to dumpaholics.com. dumpaholicsco.com, dumpaholicsco.com, or just call 616-375-9962 or search them online, Dumpaholics Grand Rapids, and you'll find them. Thank you to Dumpaholics. And finally, Frank Fuss. From My Policy Shop Insurance, reach him at buyinsurancehere.com and set up your appointment to talk to Frank about getting insurance at healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Buyinsurancehere.com is where you go for that. Set up an appointment. Frank will help you with anything you need. Not to mention, he'll sell you a life insurance policy. He'll get you set up with all your Medicare Advantage plan supplements and Social Security planning if you're old as shit or taking early retirement. Side note, I don't know why I was doing this over the weekend, but I did a timeline of my working career, at least most of it, since I got into broadcasting as an official professional broadcaster, getting paid to do it. This did not include college broadcasting. It did not include high school broadcasting. And it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 listed radio stations. Some I didn't even list. September 92 to May 98. 5 years, 8 months. WKQZ, Z93. May 98 to November of 98. 6 months. WRIF. 2 months didn't work. January 99 to April 99. 3 months. WEEG, Eagle 97.3. Abandoned that gig and went to Tennessee. May 99 to September. Actually, September 7th, 2001. Just before 9/11. 2 years, 4 months at WIMZ. Immediately started at The Bone, WBON, with free beer and hot wings. September 01 to June 02, 9 months. off to New Jersey, WCHR, WTHK, June 02 to June 04, 2 years. WGRD, June 04, February of 16, 11 years, 8 months. WBBL, April 2016 to January of 19, 2 years, 9 months. WBFX, iHeart, August 19 to January of 2020, 5 months. WBFX again, June 22 to current, 2 years, 11 months. Q100, March of 2024 to current, 1 year, 2 months. Eric Zane Show podcast, January of 2019 to current, 6 years, 4 months. I think one of the most interesting things about this is my longest tenure was 11 years, 8 months at GRD. My second longest tenure is this podcast, 6 years, 4 months. 8 months ago, I surpassed WKQZ for the second longest tenure of my broadcast career has been this fucking podcast. Fuck. And I'm just like 5 years away from surpassing my time at GRD. That's outstanding. Thank you so much. Donut Dan says, which one was in the trailer where the program director's wife discovered him cheating? That was the first one, WKQZ. Tofus says it's harder to get fired here. This is absolutely true. Russell Brand is accused of rape. He answered those charges Friday in London. This dates back 25 years. How old is he? About 60? Lady said 25 years ago that Russell Brand raped her. Oh my God, he's 49. So when he was 24 years old, this lady says, yeah, you raped me 25 years ago. He says, I did not. I think what's interesting about these cases is if you have something like that, a case like that, that old, that's difficult to like find evidence. I think that's an uphill battle to try to prove that. He denied 2 counts of rape, 2 counts of sexual assault, and 1 count of indecent assault. He said not guilty after each charge was read. This trial's getting underway quickly. I take it back. It's got a year. June 3rd, 2026. God, why so long? 1999 to 2005 is when this happened. Brand did not speak to reporters. As he walked into the courtroom, he held a copy of a book called The Valley of Vision, which is a collection of Puritan prayers. All right, now that's a good look. If you got a prayer book with you, I think that's a positive step in the right direction. You're giving the illusion that you are religious, and people love that. He's been known for his, as it says, risque stand-up routines, his battles with drugs and alcohol. He's dropped out of the mainstream media in recent years and built a large following online with videos mixing wellness and conspiracy theories as well as discussing religion. Doesn't he have a podcast? Hang on. on a 5-minute prayer video he posted Monday. He wrote, "Jesus, thank you for saving my life. Also a good move." When the charges were announced last month, he said, "I welcome the chance to prove my innocence." He also adds, "I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord." All good. Obviously, he's either born again or acting like he's born again. And typically, the more fucked up shit you do, the more you are involved in being born again. Now, I personally hate people who are born again. I want to kick their ass. All right? I like them better before being born again. Because if you've ever been with someone who's born again, they thank the Lord for shit like taking a good bowel movement or tying their shoes. Everything goes back to thanking the Lord. And it's like, look, man, I know what you're doing. You're trying to make up for lost time, and he hates that. You're the worst. You're like the Amway salesman, and he's getting pissed off when you thank him for shit like that. You got to thank him for miracles, okay? Thank him when, like, your kids are born, but don't thank him because, you enjoyed your meal. Nonsense. Quit being that into it. You got to, time and place. Brand said, "I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord. I was a drug addict, a sex addict, and an imbecile. But what I never ever was a rapist. I've never engaged in non-consensual activity. I pray that you can see that by looking into my eyes." He's accused of raping a woman at a hotel room when she attended a 1999 Labor Party conference and met him at an event where he was performing. The woman says that Brand stripped while she was in the bathroom, and when she returned to the room, he pushed her onto the bed, removed her underwear, and raped her. Wow, that sounds just horrible. I have no reason to doubt any of that. Probably did happen that way. A second woman said that Brand grabbed her forearm and attempted to drag her into a men's toilet at a TV station in London in 01. The third accuser was a TV employee who met Brand at a birthday party in a bar in 04, where he allegedly grabbed her breasts before pulling her into a toilet and forcing her to perform oral sex. Oh, my God. The final accuser worked at a radio station and met Brand while he was working on a spinoff of the Big Brother reality TV program between 04 and 05. She said Brand grabbed her by the face with both hands, pushed her against a wall, and kissed her before groping her breasts and buttocks. All right. So you got to get your witnesses, any proof. And, if you're him, I think that, and you know you did it, let's say he knows he did it, but he's acting like he didn't do it. I think that's a true testament to being born again. Okay, if you're going to say, "Well, I'm born again, I'm good," you would want to admit that. You say, "Yeah, I did do that, and I want to rectify that because I'm born again." But some of these born again assholes, they're selective on what, in the whole going back and writing what's wrong. You know, they try to, like, just sweep that under the rug, and they try not to fuck up anymore, and then act all pious and walk into the courtroom carrying a stupid book of prayers to try to convince people that they didn't actually rape anybody. But we all know that he did. But he's still probably going to get away with it. Yoda World says they forgive themselves, but they don't bother with the making amends thing. Yeah, those born-agains drive me up a fucking wall. They're, you spend one half of your life being the shittiest, and then you go the other way and you become annoyingly good. I prefer in the middle. Somewhat of an asshole, but generally behaving okay over the lifetime. That to me is more enjoyable. Because I can be a cock still and keep it into that sweet zone. I picture a meter, you know, in the red is act like an asshole. In the green is on the other side. I'm like yellow. I'll just stay yellow area. I don't have a lot of bizarre behaviors. I have no secrets. There are any bizarre shit that I do regularly. I'm just a regular guy who fucks up like everybody else, and but doesn't act too overly pious. You don't want to be around the super pious people. I had somebody who was a sponsor of this show who said, I got to stop my sponsorship. I go, why? He goes, because you swear. And Jesus, the Bible says to not swear. And I said, fuck that. There is no way the Bible says to not swear. And sure enough, there's a passage in there that talks about, like, bad language. And I'm like, well, this is bullshit. All right? This was clearly added in, like, 10 years ago. You can't add shit to it. He goes, no, that's legit. That came from, like, the very top of the food chain. You can't. I'm like, that's bullshit. Fine. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Tell me if you can guess the former sponsor that had that actually had that conversation with me. All right. That is going to do it for me on this show today. Let us get into the asshole of the day, though. Yesterday it was the kid on the plane who called his mom a fat ass, and then she beat his ass on the plane, and then she goes to jail. Kuiper says gun class guy. You're right. It was my man, Steve Prince. Holy shit. I didn't think anybody was going to get that. You nailed it.
Your voice is unpure. Your words are not pure.
Shut up. What did we say for asshole of the day? Okay, I know what it is. I think this was the asshole of the day earlier this week. It is that crazy bitch with all the dog parts. Dog murder bitch is your asshole of the day. I can't wait to know more about this one. I know Stevie can't wait either. Folks, that is it for me. My voice just feels like it's on fire. I wish I had a cough drop. That is going to do it this time around for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you. Join me on Patreon. I'm one away from 240. All you got to do is, if you're within the sound of my voice, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for 7 days free. I won't let you down. You'll love the content. I would love to have that community at the 240 mark for the first time in years. It's been slowly but surely going up. Don't let me down, please. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you later, folks. Talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.